In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado state housing programs face unprecedented demand this month. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state government has offered help with rent and mortgage bills for much of the pandemic, but the number of people who want that help is on another level this month.
I can tell you that we are seeing an amazing increase in demand.
That's Allison George, the state's housing director, speaking at a virtual conference held Thursday by the Apartment Association of Metro Denver. She says landlords and renters have already requested $42 million of housing help this month.
$42 million. That's more than we spent in 2020. And that's just January.
Besides the effects of the pandemic, George says the EHAP program is now getting more attention due to marketing, and it's also easier for renters to apply through a new web portal. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers says it's reasonable to think the Biden administration could reverse Trump's decision to move Space Command to Huntsville, Alabama. He hopes Biden will keep the command at its current home of Peterson Air Force Base. Southers tells Colorado Matters that he feels good about the attention the issue is getting, even from people outside of Colorado.
The Armed Forces, House Armed Forces Committee says that, two senior members said the decision appears untethered from considerations of national security and military readiness.
Critics of the move have called it political. Colorado's entire congressional delegation recently penned a letter asking the Biden administration to revisit the issue. And a Woodland Park man was indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington, D.C. this week on 6 criminal counts for allegedly participating in the Capitol riot. Charges for 24-year-old Robert Gieswein include assaulting or intimidating police officers.